Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the seventh parak of Maseches Menachos. We are up to Parak Zayin, Mishnah Beis. Hamiluim ayibam kematza shabatoda. The loaves of bread that had to be brought at the miluim when Aaron and his children were made into Kohanim, they were the same as the matzah, a portion of the karban toda, which means there were three types: chalas, rukikim, uravucha. Hanazirus ayisabash shtei yeldus b'matzah shabatoda. The nazirus would have two of the types of matzos that you'd have with the Toda, namely chalas rukikim, but bein bar ravucha. They didn't have a ravucha. Nimtza asara kabi Yerushalmios. So the nazirus loaves were made out of 10 Yerushalmi kavin, shein shisha esronos va'aduyan, which would be 6 isarons plus a little bit, 6 2/3 isarons of midbarios. Umikulino yinotal echon me'asara truma. From each of these types of loaves, the kohen would take 1/10 as truma. The echad implies that he would not take a broken loaf as the truma, only a whole loaf. Mikol karban shehu kol karban shavin. Mikol karban means that all four types of loaves of the lechem were equal, meaning 10 of each type. V'shaloyitol mikarban lechavero, and he doesn't take truma from one type of lechem for a different, to cover a different type of lechem. So from each one he would take one out of the 10. L'koin azorikas adam, as dam hashlamim, lo yiyah. And which koin gets it? The one who does the zrika of the karban shlamim, he's the one that gets the loaves. V'ashar nachal abaylim, and the rest of it, whatever the koin doesn't take, goes to the baylim. Mishnah Gimel. Hashochet es hatoda b'fnim. If someone shechs a karban toda inside the azara, v'lach machutz lachoma, and its bread is outside of Yerushalayim, lo kidesh halechem. Then the lechem does not become kadosh with the shchita of the zevach of the toda. Shchata ad shalo karmo petanor. If he shechted it before it became baked, before it crusted a little bit, v'afilu karmo kulan chutz me'achad mehen, and even if mostly crusted except for one of them, lo kidesh halechem. Then the lechem did not become kadosh. Shchato chutz l'zman of chutz l'mekoma. If someone shechted the karban toda intending to eat it outside of the place where it's supposed to be eaten or beyond the time that it's allowed to be eaten, so kadosh alechem, the lechem does become kadosh because the shchato v'nimseh streifa, if you shechted it and it turned out to be a treifa, lo kadosh alechem. So then it's already possible before it was even shechted, so then it's because it was a tray for the whole time, so the lechem is not kadosh. Shchatav nimtzis balas mum. If you shechted it and it turned out to be balas mum, Reb Lezer mo kadosh. Reb Lezer says it becomes kadosh. V'chamrim lo kadosh, and the chamrim say it does not become kadosh. Shchatav shelo lishma. If someone shechted a karban toda shelo lishma, v'chein el hamilum, v'chein shnei kivsei atzeres shchatav shelo lishma, or the el hamilum or the kivsei atzeres that shechted shelo lishma, then lo kidesh alechem. Then the lechem does not become kadosh. Let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Beis we had said that the miluim that they would bring to make Aaron and his ubanav into Kohanim were like the matzah portion of the karban toda, meaning three types of lechem. Nazirus was like the two parts of the matzah portion of the karban toda, only the chalas and the rukikim. So there were 10 kav mirushalmios, which is 6 2/3 midbarios, and Kohanim would take 1/10 of all of them, and the kohen would have to take 1/10 of each type of bread, and the kohen that was zorik the dam shlamim is the one that would take it, and then the rest gets eaten by the bailim. And then in Mishnah Gimel we said that if you shech the karban toda while the lechem is outside of the of Yerushalayim, it's not makdish the lechem. If you shech it before the lechem crusts, and even if just one of them didn't crust, it's not makdish the lechem. If you shech it with a machshava of chutzlzman or chutzl mekoma, it is makdish the lechem. But if the animal turned out to be a treifa, it's not makdish the lechem. If it turned out to be a balamum, it's machlokas tanoim whether it's makdish the lechem. If you shechted shalol lishma or an elamilum or shnekev said tzaras or shechted shalol lishma, it is not makdish the lechem. Okay, but next time we'll pick up the parak zayin, Mishnah Dalet.